Now, the home away bias is something that I found particularly interesting this season. You've already sort of touched on the fact that Rajasthan haven't been beaten at home. Royal Challengers Bangalore also haven't been beaten. And Sunrisers Hyderabad have just made it four wins in a row in Hyderabad. Whereas Bangalore, they can't win away. Rajasthan have taken the odd victory away from home, as have the Sunrisers. Do you think that could be the key difference? Because teams are being so strong at home, they're producing pitches to favour their teams. But away wins could just turn the tide, particularly in that battle for the playoff spots.
I think that's going to be key. That's absolutely going to be key because, you know, Royal Challengers Bangalore still have to come to Delhi. They still have to go to Mohali. These are small grounds. Somebody like a Chris Gayle and AP de Villiers can clear these boundaries very, very easily. These are very, very small T20 grounds. The boundaries are pulled in. I think, yes, teams will continue winning at their home grounds. Maybe the odd win, odd loss there, here and there. But again, it's going to matter how well they do away from home. RCB especially, I think, because they are very, very dependent on one man, Chris Gayle, getting runs. Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers, again playing support roles. And their bowling attack, they have a lot of bowlers, but not really getting any bowling momentum. I mean, every match, somebody different is bowling their last over, the 20th over, depending on a different situation. So it's not really settled their bowling, which was expected because they have so many bowlers. Mumbai Indians, I think they're turning a new leaf with Rohit Sharma. I mean, he's been impressive with his captaincy and it's had no effect on his batting whatsoever. Sachin Tendulkar's form at the top of the order, it's still a bit of a worry, but they can always bring in Rocky Ponting to open the innings. Or, I mean, he can bat in the middle order as well. But things really turning up for Mumbai at the moment. Sunrisers Hyderabad, their bowling unit continues to impress, and Shikhar Dhawan just played today a very, very good knock. So he's probably getting back in the thick of things. Again, yes, it's between these four sides, and Kings XI Punjab. It depends what they do away. As I said earlier, also it's important to see what Kings XI do on the remaining away games. So you rightly pointed out, it's about who wins that odd away victory that'll matter the most.
And finally, Chetan, we're obviously following the fortunes of Delhi because that's where you are. Well, a new venue in Raipur, and perhaps a little bit of new momentum with a win.
That was a good win against that was a good win against Pune Warriors. It lifted them up from last in the table. Pune Warriors again, totally looking directionless. There is no experience in that side. All the youngsters want to do well, want to perform well, but the runs will come, the wickets will come, but there is nobody to guide them. And Delhi, yes, I think the difference in Raipur and Delhi has been the fact that the pitches have been a little different. Kotla has always had a little low bounce. Not too many scoring opportunities. The bowlers can, they're not really on top, but they can force or put a brake on the scoring rate. We haven't really seen very high scoring games. But with Raipur, it's an untested ground, untested pitch. The bounce is a little wayward. The bowlers have enjoyed bowling here. I mean, the scoring has been a little high, but scoring rate has been a little higher. But again, I think the bowlers are enjoying it much more than they did at Ferocia Kotla. And I'm talking about the Delhi bowlers here, because bowling, as a bowling unit, they have done well at Raipur in both the games. Even so, it will not be enough to lift them up. I mean, of course, they still have a lot of games to play, around six games left after this. One game at home, that's at Delhi, and they have five away games. So that's a huge thing, five away games. Delhi has not really worked for them this season, so maybe it's a good thing for them, but it'll be nothing less than a miracle if they come back into contention for the knockouts.